Marines, National Guard members, and reservists who were stationed even temporarily at North Carolina's Camp Lejeune from the 1950s through the late 80s may have diseases related to contaminated drinking water on the base. Verdi Bowen is the director of the Alaska Office of Veterans Affairs. He says some of the contamination came from gasoline and diesel fuel that leaked into the drinking water supply.
But it also had cleaning contaminants from a dry cleaner from off the installation. It had a, it was leaking back into the installation water source.
Bowen says 1,400 cases nationwide have been filed so far. He doesn't know how many of those could be in Alaska because he says the state office files thousands of claims each year, but doesn't break them down into categories.
There's these items that we have currently identified, which is adult leukemia, aplastic anemia, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, liver cancer, multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Parkinson's disease. Those items are what they identified today. But if you file today and you have something else, that could go on the list tomorrow, just like our Agent Orange Registry has done.
Bowen says there's no deadline for filing for disability compensation, but he encourages veterans and active duty members to get registered and screened for exposure to toxins. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.